Well, 2 weeks ago, you may recall, was Easter, right? The day Jesus arose victor from the dark domain. And last week was the week when Jesus came back to the disciples for the second time. And this time, again, you may recall, was pretty specifically to deal with whom? Thomas, right? Thomas, doubting Thomas. Yeah, remember, Thomas was saying emphatically, I will not believe. Wasn't much doubt about it, actually. He was not believing. Yep. So then Jesus shows up. I mean, we said this last week. If anyone ever deserved to have Jesus throw him into the lake of fire right then and there, it would have been Thomas, right? Think of it. Just think about it. Thomas had been right there with Jesus for 3 years. He saw and he heard everything in person. But what does he now say? I will not believe, you know? Pretty amazing, right? Wow. And how does Jesus handle that? He comes in the room and he says, peace be with you, you know? Same way we would have handled it, right, Charlie? Probably not. No. No. Jesus says, peace be with you, Thomas. What's your problem, right? How can I help you? Why are you so confused? Why are you so lost? Let me help you. Put your hand here. Put your fingers there. You know? Let me give you what you need. And just like that, Thomas doubted no more. Now, these encounters with Jesus and his disciples occurred in Jerusalem. That's where they were. And then in our gospel reading today, we heard from Tim, the scene moves 60 to 70 or so miles north to Galilee. Now, John, the gospel writer, he doesn't specify exactly when this happened. He just says it happened afterward, which means after the doubting Thomas story. So the disciples had to walk, you know, 70 or so miles north to Galilee. And so the events of today's reading, gospel readings, probably took place roughly around now, roughly a week later, 1 week later, I would guess, and that would make sense. Now here's something that I think is sort of funny. See if you agree with me on this. Jesus had told the disciples to go to Galilee and meet him there on a mountain. You remember that? He told them to meet him there on a mountain. Now, we don't know exactly which mountain. It could have been Mount Tabor, Mount Hebron, Mount Arbel, a lot of people think. I don't know. But it was definitely a mountain. Okay? But where had they gone? According to John's gospel, they'd gone fishing. They went fishing. They were out on the lake. Yeah, verse 3, Peter says, I'm going fishing. And the rest of them said, we'll go with you. We're going with you. I don't know. It seems kind of funny to me. Maybe it's not intended to be. I'm not sure. It seems pretty harmless, almost endearing in a way about these guys. You agree with me on that? They want to go fishing, these guys. And maybe it is a bit of a commentary on what Jesus is dealing with these disciples, and he's dealing with all of us. What do you think? We have a little trouble doing what he tells us to do, what he wants us to do. We have a little trouble doing God's will. Do you think? He wants us to go up on a mountain. We want to go out in the lake, right? We want to go fishing. Yeah, like the disciples. Aren't we kind of like that? I think so. And I think that works out for us in life about as well as it worked out for the disciples that day. How many fish did they catch, Charlie? Not yet they didn't. Not yet they didn't. How many did they catch on their own? Zero, of course. Zero, right, Bear? They caught zero. But then, when they did what they were told, and they listened to Jesus, how many fish did they catch, Charlie? 153. They caught so many fish they couldn't haul them all in. Yeah. That's kind of a nice little story. A pretty good metaphor for us and for life. That worked out for them really well when they actually did what they were told to do, you know? A subtle, but important lesson for us all. And so in closing, picture this amazing scene in your minds. Really try to do it. Picture this amazing scene. Verse 4, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, right? Ooh, pretty scene on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Now just imagine him looking out over the lake, and there's a boat out there. It's only about 100 yards out, not far out. And in the boat are his disciples. Most of them are on that boat. Now, these are the guys who had just recently deserted him, yeah, repeatedly denied knowing him. And there they were. He told them to go to the mountain, and they're out there fishing. How would that make you feel? He could have called in the storms right then and there and sent that boat to the bottom of the sea. Yeah? But what did he do? What did he do? He called out to them, friends. He called out friends. And then he says, and this is probably my favorite part, to the people who deserted him, denied him, didn't listen to him, Jesus says this in verse 12. Come on in and have breakfast. Come and have breakfast. And just picture it, because this, I think, is the nature of Jesus and the nature of God. Jesus on the beach with a little campfire, cooking fish and bread, and having breakfast with his friends. Amen.